makeup.
All right. Would you call a man anything if he likes to put on clothes? Likes to dress up?
A dresser or a flashy dresser?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. What would you call a small container with a clasp that women might carry coins in?
I'm not talking about a compact.
No.
Coin holder?
Yeah, is there another?
Oh, there's a little,
I would call this one
little pocketbook.
Well, would you call it a pocketbook if it were that small?
It is, a small pocketbook that fits in the big pocketbook.
Okay.
What else do you call it?
Do you know a synonym for pocketbook? Sometimes it's used for the big thing as well as the small thing. Another word for handbag or pocket?
Satchel.
Well,
satchel is probably bigger.
I need to get you to pronounce this one, so I'll just spell it. P-U-R-S-E.
Purse.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't think of what.
And what does a woman wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And around her neck?
Necklace.
Or maybe she might wear a lot of little things strung up on a chain. That would be a...
charm, bracelet, a grandmother's bracelet.
This is around her neck. Wish I had one on so that I could... You know, the wooden things, maybe they would be on a string. It would be a... Or maybe the things that grow in oysters on a... Well, the things that grow in oysters are what?
Pearls.
And so she might
pearl have... Pearl necklace.
Or would you say string?
String of pearls.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Then men wear to hold up their trousers.
Suspenders.
Do you know an old name for suspenders?
Galluses.
Mm-hmm. And when it rains, you hold a...
Umbrella.
And what is the last thing you might put on a bed, the fancy top cover?
Spread.
Do you know an old word like counterpin or counterpane or coverlet or anything like
that? I've heard coverlet.
Okay. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillow.
And do you know anything that's twice as long as a pillow?
I've heard of that, oversized... Double pillows, I can't think of the name they call them.
Do you know the word bolster?
Yes, I've heard that.
What?
Bolster.
Okay, does that mean a long pillow?
I think so.
All right. You might say that bolster doesn't go just part way across the bed, it goes...
All the way.
Mm-hmm. Then, what would you call a thing that you might put over the bed for warmth that women would sew together out of squares?
Quilt.
What would you have a name for something that was lighter and fluffier than a quilt and filled with down, perhaps?
Quilt. Well, some quilts are light and some are heavy.
Do you know the word comfort or
comfort? Comfort, I couldn't think of that.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, we've got one.
Okay. And if you didn't have enough beds, and you had a lot of company coming over, you might make up something on the floor.
A pallet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then these are types of soil, and so you may or may not know them. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
Rich.
And synonym for rich. Beginning with an F.
Not fine, is it?
Well, what would you put on soil to make it rich?
Fertilizer.
So the soil is very...
Fertile.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what you call flat lowland along a stream that overflows in the spring and is planted later? I think it's very rich.
Is loam the word? No.
Well, loam is certainly a type of soil.
Yes.
Do you know the term bottomland?
Nope, not a planter.
Okay. How about low-lying grassland that might have nothing on it but grass or hay or clover?
Familiar with that.
Okay, I'm sure you'll know this. Land that has water in it and it might have trees and alligators.
Swamp.
Mm-hmm. And suppose it's where salt hay grows along the sea, like a swamp. These you have here.
What, the marshy areas?
Mm-hmm.